Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Triple Play Thursday. Get your requests in. One artist, three songs. Get them in now. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's also our talk and text line. You can also check us out on Twitter at Nick D Show and stay connected with us on Facebook at facebook.com/Nick D Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we are going to have another edition of Pop-Up Video. And in honor of the incredible success of Wonder Woman, we're going to go back and look at some of the strong, kick-ass female characters in movies and television. That'll be coming up as well. Right now, I just want to welcome some folks to the show here. Brightside Theater is a theater that's been, it's now in its sixth season, I believe. And they're in Naperville. And we've had the artistic director, Jeffrey Cass, on many times to talk about their productions. Great theater company, and you can check out brightsidetheater.com for more information. Opening Friday, that would be tomorrow, opening tomorrow will be their production of the classic Guys and Dolls. And we want to talk to Jeffrey Cass, who is the director of the production and the artistic director of the company, and then we're going to talk to four cast members from the show. But first, let's welcome Jeff to the show. Jeff, welcome back.
Hey, how are you?
All right, how are you?
I'm doing good.
All right. Again, we have you the night before you open. I don't know how this happens. Every time you guys have a production, I get you while you're in the really relaxing time of Tech Week.
Hey, it adds to the excitement. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Jeff, tell everybody about Brightside Theater.
Yeah, so Brightside Theater, we're located in the heart of downtown Naperville in the historic district area there. And we are closing our sixth season with Guys and Dolls. And it's been a season of classic Broadway. So this fits the fare of the classic American musical. And I don't think you can get any more American musical than Guys and Dolls.
No, absolutely not. How did the idea for Brightside to start? How did that happen? What was it?
Yeah. So the founding members for Brightside Theater were doing a lot of theater in the area around the western suburbs and started having, each of them were having their families and kind of wanted to find an artistic home and realized that Naperville did not have their own homegrown theater company. So decided to change that, a professional theater company.
Right.
And decided to change that and set out to create a company that helps us, reminds us to look on the bright side of life and give us a place to escape for a couple hours and be entertained.
Mm-hmm. And your background, Jeff, remind everybody where you came from and how you got into theater.
Yeah. So I really didn't get hit with theater until high school. That was kind of a late bloomer with it, I feel. Mm-hmm. But I was actually Guys and Dolls was the first musical I was ever in.
Oh.
So it's been great to revisit it as a director and having lived with it, being in it back from when I was in high school till now. It's amazing to see the show through a different lens of an adult compared to a high school kid.
Yeah.
So I got bit by the bug in high school and went to Roosevelt University, graduated from there with my degree in musical theater performance, and then shortly after graduating, I started directing.
There you go. Now, tell me about some of the other productions. You said that this is the final production. What were the other productions of this season?
Yeah, the other productions we had was Moon Over Buffalo and Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
So classic Disney, classic Broadway play, and then this classic Broadway musical. And we just announced next season, seventh season, which is going to be celebrating cinema on stage. Can't announce the first show yet. We're not allowed to because it's a newer piece that was on Broadway just recently.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on a film that's based on a book. So we can't announce that until August, but we have lined up for next year. Trying to think without saying that show, The 39 Steps. Alfred Hitchcock's The 39 Steps. And then Hairspray.
Oh, that's great, man. I saw The 39 Steps in Ireland.
Did you?
Yeah,
really?
I saw it in Dublin, when we were there about 7 years ago. I saw it, and the production, that it's a terrific show. It really is.
Oh, my God. It is a great actor's piece,
yeah.
Right? And it's so entertaining for the audience to see a couple of these, actors play, 50-some characters or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's, all done on a blank stage with just, found objects. I love it.
Yeah, I know it's terrific, and I think it's perfect for you guys, right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Totally. Our audience is going to love it.
That's great. I wonder that, you know, we've talked about this before because, you know, you guys, your last, how did Beauty and the Beast go? Because the last time you were here, it was the night before Beauty and the Beast, the morning before Beauty and the Beast opened.
Beauty and the Beast went really, really well. It was a good success. Yeah. We had really great crowds and, it was around the holidays. So lots of families and lots of kids dressed up as their favorite characters coming to see the show, which is really great to see the families come out.
Yeah.
And Guys and Dolls is family fair, too. I mean, it's classic Broadway theater. There's nothing too racy in it, that's for sure.
Tell everybody, for those people who might not know Guys and Dolls, tell everybody the story.
Yeah. So Guys and Dolls, basically the premise is it's set in the 1930s in, like, New York City. When you think of, like, New York gangsters and showgirls and the Save a Soul mission, everybody's trying to change everybody and put them on the straight and narrow. That's where the conflict arises because we have a gangster that falls for one of those straight-laced mission girls, and then we have the showgirl engaged for 14 years to the gangster just wanting to get married. Mm-hmm. And everybody is trying to win $1 million at some game of craps somewhere.
It's a classic. It's an absolute classic.
Yeah, and like there was the movie with Marlon Brando and Frank Sinatra. So, I mean, it's such a piece of Americana, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It opens on Friday. It runs 8 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, 3 o'clock on Sunday through the 25th at the theater in North Central College in Naperville, brightsidetheater.com. You can get more information. And you can get tickets at 630-447-TIX. That's 8497. 630-447-8497. And your opening night is your press opening as well. Well, I hope you guys have a great time. You know, one more question. It's interesting because of your space that you have to, like, you know, the challenge of putting a show like Beauty and the Beast up. What about this one? How challenging was this to stage in your space?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. So for those that aren't familiar with our space, we have a space that is considered a three-quarter thrust. So we have seats on three sides of the stage that juts out into the audience. So it's been fun. I mean, it's been a lot of fun because you have people coming and going and in and out, up and down the aisles and heading up stage, and all of a sudden they're popping up and they're down stage again, and you got the mission band going through. And so it really feels like you're like a part of this world that we've created and you're in the midst of it.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's great. Well, listen, Jeff, it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
And I'm going to have a fun time meeting your cast, although I know two of them.
I know.
I've actually directed one of them. So that's
easy on them.
Yeah, I will. Absolutely. Jeff, always a pleasure, and break a leg tomorrow.
Thank
okay.
You. Thank you so much.
Okay. That's Jeffrey Cass. He is the director of Guys and Dolls. And now I want to welcome the cast members, Jillian Weingart, who has been on the show before, Dennis Schnell, Ryan Bennett, and Laura Sportello. Let's welcome Jillian. Hey, Jillian.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It's great to hear you again. Hang on a second. Hold on. Let's welcome Dennis Schnell. Dennis, how are you?
Good. How are you,
good,
Nick?
Good, buddy. Hey, man. How about them Cubs?
Yeah.
Well, they lost last night, but I haven't talked to you since they won the World Series. I mean, we've obviously, connected on the old social media, considering how big Sox or Cubs fans we are.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
So let's welcome Ryan Bennett. Hi, Ryan. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Good, good, good. And Laura Sportello. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
How are you?
All good.
Good. Okay.
Glad to be here.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's start. Well, I want to introduce the two people here that I've never been on my show before that I don't know. Laura, why don't we get a little introduction? Where are you from? How'd you get into theater?
Sure. Yeah. So this is actually very exciting being out at Brightside. I grew up in Naperville. So I'm originally from the western suburbs, and then I floated off to Muncie, Indiana for school at Ball State University. And now I'm back here in the city. So I grew up doing theater and taking dance and voice through the School of Performing Arts out in Naperville. So it was always kind of part of my life. And my mom used to take me to shows, and she took me to a show at the Marriott. And then from then on, I kind of knew that I wanted to continue to do it as long as I could.
Now that's cool. Must be really nice that you're going to be performing in Naperville.
It is. It's very exciting. Lots of neighbor friends. ready and roaring to go. Yeah,
that's great. All right, Ryan. Yeah. Ryan, how are you? And tell everybody where you're from and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I'm from Morris, Illinois, way down south there. Yeah, I got started in theater. I think I got the bug probably in junior high. I remember going to see, I think it was The Music Man at the high school, and just ever since seeing that, I was like, well, this is what I need to do. So then, you know, just did it all throughout high school. I actually did Guys and Dolls in high school as well, and then went to college, majored in voice at college, and ever since then, just trying to make it work.
All right, cool. Everybody hang on. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk more with the cast members of the Brightside production of Guys and Dolls, which opens Friday. That would be tomorrow. It runs Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. and Sundays at 3 o'clock. BrightsideTheater.com for more information. We have a link on our Facebook page. When we come back, we'll talk more with the actors and more about the production itself of Guys and Dolls right after we take a break here on 720 WGN. Right, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of Trib Tower. And, we're here till 5 a.m. It's Triple Play Thursday. One artist, three songs. Get your requests in now, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. All right. We are speaking with some of the cast members of the Brightside Theater's production of Guys and Dolls, which opens this weekend, specifically tomorrow, and runs through the 25th, Fridays and Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 3, and it's in downtown Naperville. And you can get your information at brightsidetheater.com, or you can call 630-447-8497. And joining me are Jillian Weingart, Ryan Bennett, Laura Sportello, and Dennis Schnell. All right, Dennis, I know you, but maybe a lot of the people listening don't. Tell everybody your background and where you're from and all that.
Okay. Well, I am from Arlington Heights. I got the theater bug in high school. I actually was in an acting class. I was a really shy kid, and my teacher kind of forced me to audition for the show. And ever since then, I just got hooked, and I went to school for it, the University of Illinois in Champaign. I got my degree and just been doing theater for, like, the last 17 years all around Chicagoland.
Well, I can attest that you're good. I cast you in two shows, so...
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, we had a great time working, a great time. Dennis was in two remounts of shows that I did. He was in... Toast of the Town, which was just a blast. It's one of my favorite shows.
Yeah,
ever.
I love that show.
And
that was a great show.
And Black and Blue, speaking of the Cubs, which was about the two brothers. One was a Sox fan, one was a Cubs fan. And Dennis, I know, I understand that was one of the biggest acting challenges because you had to play a Sox fan.
It was. I had to wear a Sox jersey, and it made my skin burn, and I had to really scrub hard every night when I got home.
All right. And Jillian, why don't you reintroduce yourself to everybody?
I'm Jillian. I've been on Nick's show a couple of times, but I kind of, like Jeffrey, didn't, you know, get the acting bug, I think, until high school about, and then, you know, majored in it in college at Western Illinois University, and then ever since then, just, you know, making it work in the city and doing shows whenever I can.
That's great. That's great. And you've worked with Brightside before, Jillian?
Yes, I played Sally Bowles in Cabaret.
Yeah, we had you guys in for that, and you've been working and all kinds of cool stuff. And do you still post anything about food, Jillian, on the website?
Yes, I've come back to that.com is still up and running.
Okay, cool. That's cool. I just wanted to mention that because we've had you on for that as well. So.
Of course. Still trying to find that one great dish all over the country.
Outstanding. Okay, Ryan.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about who you play. It's a classic role.
Yeah, it is. It's the old Marlon Brando role from the movie, Skye Masterson.
Mm-hmm. And so, talk a little bit about him.
Well, Skye, he's the guy that I suppose every guy wants to be. He's that ultimate cool cat that, you know, everything goes his way. Everyone, he doesn't notice people notice him, kind of a thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he's the highest gambler of them all, as they say, and you know, he'll bet on just about anything, but as long as the stakes are high enough for him.
That's great. Now you've actually worked with Brightside as well. You were in Noises Off, correct?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. I was Gary in Noises Off.
And now that's a fun show because it's always fun to do farce.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think there's anything more bigger fart noises off, and there's no show that requires you to be completely on for that long of a time and just be crazy and that energetic for that extended period of time.
Yeah. And what about some of the other stuff? What were some of your other favorite roles that you've played, Ryan?
I've really enjoyed doing Emmett Forrest from Legally Blonde. I did that at the Philip Lynch Theater at Lewis University. I don't know. And then always Mark from Rent, too. It's just always those nice guy roles are so easy to play, and just the music from those shows are so great.
That's great. You having fun in rehearsals? You guys excited for opening?
Oh, absolutely. We have such a phenomenal cast. I mean, the talent on that stage is just absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
I would work with any of them every day for the rest of my life if I could.
That's great. All right, Ryan. That's Ryan Bennett. Let's bring in Laura. Laura, is this your first time working with Brightside?
Yes, it is.
And so what are some of your favorite roles as well?
You know what? I recently played, about a year ago, I played Louisa in The Fantastics. And that was one of my favorite roles I've ever played out at Actors Theater of Indiana. Just so useful and fun and just such a lovely story.
Yeah.
So I would say that's top of my list.
That's great. All right. Now, right now, tell us about who you're playing in Guys and Dolls.
Yeah. So I'm playing Miss Sarah Brown. She is the head of the Save a Soul Mission on West 49th Street. And she... I love her strength. She doesn't take any guff from anybody. And she ends up getting mixed up with Sky Masterson and, of course, falls in love with him.
Yeah.
I love the conflict. I love how she is so close with her grandfather, Arvide. There are so many things about this woman that I love. So it's been such a joy.
Do you like doing – is musical theater that number one for you, Laura?
It is.
Yeah.
It really is, yeah. Okay. I love how it all comes together. Each piece can't stand alone. You know, there's so much about it.
And how are you feeling during this tech week?
You know what? Feeling pretty good considering it's early in the morning here. But no, it's always a long process. But everybody works so hard and puts in the time, and so especially after tonight's run, where I think we're all feeling pretty good.
Yeah, You know, Tech Week can go one of two ways. Either it's a nightmare, or it's kind of a nightmare but awesome.
Yeah, that's right. We're leaning towards awesome.
Yeah.
I hope everyone agrees with me, but yes.
Yeah, and it's
I understand.
Yeah, no, it's always, it can go one way or the other depending on how it goes. But you know, I mean, I always, every time I've talked to the people, and I know Laura, you were obviously hearing when I was talking with Jeff, that every time I have the Brightside people on to talk about their latest production, it's always the night before they open, and I'm always thinking to myself, are you guys crazy? doing a radio show in the middle of the night on Tech Week? Don't you want to go home
right,
and go
the
to
night before.
Go home and go to sleep? I mean, man.
Oh man, it's so great that they have this with you. Though I'm so glad to be here. So I think it's worth it.
Well, all right, very very cool. All right, Laura, hang on a second. And when we come back, we'll talk with Jillian and we'll talk with Dennis and everybody else about Guys and Dolls. The production opens tomorrow. That's Friday, and it runs through the 25th. You can check out all the information at brightsidetheater.com. And we'll take a break and talk some more right after this on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We are here until 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. It's Triple Play Thursday. Get your requests in now. But now we're talking theater. We were talking a little bit earlier with Jeffrey Cass, who is the artistic director of a great theater company in Naperville, Illinois, called the Brightside Theater. Their production of the classic musical Guys and Dolls opens this weekend, tomorrow night, in fact. And you can get your tickets at brightsidetheater.com. And for the cast members, we talked to Jeffrey a little bit earlier. For the cast members are here, Dennis Schnell, Laura Sportello, Ryan Bennett, and Jillian Weingart. And we're talking with them about the show and about their stuff as well. And let's talk, let's bring Jillian back in. Hey, Jillian.
Hello.
Hey, so tell everybody about who you're playing.
Oh, my God, can you guess? I'm playing Miss Adelaide.
Yeah. Outstanding. Yeah, tell everybody about her.
Oh, gosh. Adelaide, she is, you know, a dancer at the Hotbox is the headliner, and she's head over heels in love with Nathan Detroit, who is also the source of so much trouble for her. They've been engaged for 14 years, and all she wants is, you know, what most women want is to get married to her love of her life, and he keeps stalling, and it turns into a psychosomatic symptom of her constantly having a cold, and she's had this cold for quite some time, and that is her struggle through the musical, and she will not be sick unless she is married.
Mm-hmm. So it must be kind of a dream to play this role. It's a classic role.
Absolutely. And I was back, gosh, this must have been, this was right after Cabaret. I played Audrey in Little Shop, and everyone was coming up to me like, oh my gosh, you have to play Adelaide in Guys and Dolls. And I was like, ah, okay. And then, you know, a couple months later, I was sitting in the theater and practicing for a concert that I actually had with Jeff for Brightside, and he's like, what are you doing this summer? And I'm like, I'm auditioning for Guys and Dolls.
And you got the role. That's fantastic. What was your first exposure to Guys and Dolls, Jillian?
This is going to sound so awful. Okay, the only exposure I had to actually, like, Guys and Dolls, the show, was when I was learning how to sing, was singing Adelaide's Lament, which is her big solo where she talks about being sick all the time. And like a bad musical theater student, I didn't research anything and didn't know really what the song was about. But then, of course, later everyone, you know, you pick up on that. But I've never even seen the movie or anything.
Wow.
So my first exposure to Guys and Dolls was just this song. And now I am so happy that it's in my life.
That's crazy. You know that you're losing your musical theater cred there, Jillian.
I know. I'm a bad musical theater student.
Wow, that's great though. But now you get to play the role. That's really awesome. And you've worked with these guys. You worked with Brightside before, and I know that you love working with them. Correct?
I do. I absolutely adore working with them. And if they keep casting me in my dream roles, I mean, I can't say no.
Right, exactly. All right, let me hang on there, Jillian. Let me get Dennis in here. Hey, Dennis, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Dude, you're playing Nathan Detroit. Come on.
I am. I'm so lucky.
Yeah. Tell everybody about the character.
Well, Nathan Detroit is a guy that by setting up crap games all over town, under the nose of Lieutenant Brannigan. Always has to find a different place every night, and all these gamblers rely on him. And he wants to do things his way. That's why he's been engaged to Adelaide for 14 years. He'd probably be engaged to her the rest of his life if she didn't push him to get married.
Right. And it's a role that Frank Sinatra played in the movie, man. That's not, those shoes aren't too big.
No, I never really heard of him. So.
Now, what about you? What was your first exposure to Guys and Dolls?
Actually, in high school, I was in a show choir, and we did Luck Be a Lady, so that was pretty much my first exposure.
That must have been, did anybody videotape it?
I'm sure my mom has a video cassette somewhere.
Well, you could, luckily that technology is outused now, so you don't have to worry about it.
I'm very happy about that.
That's very cool. You were also in Noises Off, correct, with Brightside?
I was, yes.
Was that fun?
Oh, that was great. I got to play the director, who I can't remember his name right now. Lloyd, there we go.
Yeah. And and it was, you know, I mean, I know that you can do farce because you were in Toast of the Town, and you know what a very serious show that was.
Yes, it was. People left crying; they were so upset afterwards.
Exactly. What do you have? I'm going to ask everybody before we let you go and I go through the whole line again. Dennis, do you have a favorite play?
I think I have a couple of them. Actually, Toast of the Town is one of my favorite shows. I had a blast in that show with you guys.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
Yeah. And, I have a few of them. I can't think of any right now, but Toast of the Town, I'll go with that.
I appreciate that. You're not just saying that because you're on my show right now and I directed it, right?
No, Nick. Come on.
All right. Do you have like a favorite play in general? Not anything maybe that you haven't done yet, a role that you would love to play?
I'm currently very obsessed with the musical Hamilton, and I know I have no shot to play probably any of those roles, but like if I ever got cast, I would love to be in that show.
Okay, cool. Hang on a second, Dennis. Let me go back to Ryan here. Hey, Ryan.
Yes, sir.
Do you have a favorite play? Is there a role that you would love to play?
Oh, God. I always thought that Jekyll and Hyde, the musical, was really underrated. And, I mean, that's just the duality of that role, and the music's so fantastic. It'd be great. But as far as, like, straight plays go, I mean, Noises Off was one of them. And I did The Pillow Man when I was at college, and that's the Martin McDonagh play.
Oh, yeah.
That's such a great trip.
That is a great play. That is a great play. You know, he's got another movie coming out. Have you heard about this one, Ryan?
No. Which one?
It's called Three Billboards Outside of Something in Missouri, and it's got Francis McDormand in it and Sam Rockwell. You look up the trailer.
Oh, nice. Because he did in Bruges.
In Bruges, Mike.
Too, right?
In Bruges and Seven Psychopaths. I'm all over that guy.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Oh, yeah. McDonough's amazing playwright.
He really is. All right, cool. Hang on. Let me talk to Laura. Hey, Laura, do you have a favorite play or a role that you would love to play?
I definitely do. How long is your show? I'll be the queen of musicals here. One of my recent true loves has become the Carole King musical, Beautiful.
Oh yeah.
I would love to play Carole King. I play piano, so that role is incredible to me. So that would be up at the top of the musical theater list for me.
Okay.
Overall, I love Les Mis too.
Yeah,
it's a special place in my heart for
sure. Mm-hmm. And are there any regular straight plays that you would like to be in?
Yeah, you know what? I don't have enough experience truly at the moment to do these, but I would love to be in a Shakespeare show. I would love to do Romeo and Juliet.
Mm.
I fell in love with it in college, and in that training process, we used so much Shakespeare training, but I suppose we could say that as a goal as well.
All right, cool. All right, Laura, hang on a second. And all right, Jillian, let's get back to you. Now, you've been playing your dream roles lately.
I know. It's awesome.
So what are some other ones out there that you would love to play?
Oh, I would love – now, this is a newer musical, and I – absolutely adore the character. I'm getting a little too old, but whatever. But I would love to play Elle Woods in Legally Blonde, the musical.
Yeah. That turned out, you know, we were talking about, just last week, we were talking about movies that were made into musicals. And some of them that were horrible. And but in, when I heard Legally Blonde was going to be made into a musical, I was like, are you kidding me? But
Sounds like it's going to be bad.
Yeah, but the one that we talked about that we had the most fun with was the notorious musical adaptation of Stephen King's Carrie.
But that's like an underground hit. It's like a cult favorite.
When it opened on Broadway, it closed after 4 days. And to my eternal regret, Jillian, I was in New York the week that it was running, and my friend and I said, we'll see it when we come back, because we had already had tickets for other stuff. And I never got to see it, and I was so mad. Like, to this day, I'm so angry I didn't get to see the most notorious, you know, movie-rated musical of all time.
Oh, yeah, but Bailiwick did it a couple years ago, and it was a hit.
Yeah, yeah. Boy, that thing was – but, boy, did that thing bomb when it opened in Broadway. Oh, my God. Well, listen, Jillian, always a pleasure. Come back on the show anytime, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. There's Jillian. And Dennis, man, best of luck. Break a leg and all that good stuff. Congratulations on Nathan Detroit, buddy.
Yeah, thank you very much.
It's good to talk to you again, man.
You too.
Okay, go Cubs.
Go Cubs.
There you go. That's Dennis. Ryan, great to meet you, man. Break a leg. Have a great time doing the show, and thanks for being on.
No, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. There you go. There's Ryan Bennett and Laura Sportello. Laura, great to have you on the show, and break a leg this weekend, and have a great run, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, there you go. That's Jillian Weingart, Ryan Bennett, Laura Sportello, and Dennis Schnell. Those are your leads in Guys and Dolls. The production opens Friday. Jeffrey Cass is the director. I want to thank those guys for joining us. And by the way, the Brightside Youth Theater Youth Camp happens June 30th through the 30th. You get all the information. June 30th through the 30th. It's one day. Idiot. The Brightside Theater Youth Camp. is June 27th through the 30th. Get all your information about that if you're interested in getting involved in that at brightsidetheater.com. And my thanks to Jeffrey Cass and everybody for joining us. Go see Guys and Dolls at the Brightside Theater starting this weekend. All right.